The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Oubre era.
On the River Islands guest line is now an Odyssey Sports NBA insider. Also, now, not only is he diminishing the Warriors' last championship, he's stealing money from us now. Nick Friedel, if you're a fan of the NBA, make sure to check out the variety of NBA Odyssey podcast wherever you get your content. Yes, it's his bonus contract. Post ESPN. All guests on 95.70 Game appear on the River Islands guest line. This is the time for you to discover the islands. River Islands Latham. Ain't that a damn shame? We don't get bonuses here, but Nick Friedel's getting a bonus check right now. You know what? I'm not even going to call it the bonus check. I'm calling it the sympathy check. Just because we love you, Nick. Just because we love you.
Oh, God, B, here we go. Every time I hear that thing from way back, I think of all the different memories I had at the station. But then I hear Mac Jones, and I'm like, wow, that was only a few years ago. And that guy, he went from the next big thing to Trevor Lawrence's backup in Jacksonville.
Hold on.
See, this is where the fandom gets out of control, Nick. And you look good on Zoom. I didn't know you was on Zoom. We got to add some trophies to that trophy case. Maybe you'll win
maybe
a roast award.
Local television and win some awards.
No. I have no awards for local television. I've never been up for any Emmys. Trust me on that one. I don't even have a radio award. But maybe he'll get a roast trophy for guest moment of the year. Yeah. We still got time. We still haven't decided yet. Yeah. So that trophy case looks a little empty here. But no, what I said, Nick, the other day was like, I wouldn't put it past Shanahan to bring back Jones in as a backup. They brought in Sam Darnold as a backup. He's going to be available. We know many folks in the front office of the 49ers love Mac Jones. So I just said it was a possibility. I didn't say I want him. See, Shasky gets a little hyperbolic at times. You know that, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I lived it. but no, I mean, if you bring Mac Jones back as whatever reclamation project, that would be, you know, cool. But I think we all agree that the Niners need a lot more help than Mac Jones at this point. It feels like that train is running completely out of gas right now.
All right, Nick, let's get right to the Golden State Warriors, your team. One of the many bonus teams that you've covered over the years. I'm looking at Jonathan Kuminga and what he did last night. And look, the points are amazing, but it was a lot of the little stuff for me. It was, you know, not forcing it in the half court, boxing out with reckless abandon so that others could get the rebounds, even though that doesn't show up in the box score sheet. And then seeing the way Curry and Draymond Green were reacting to his success, not that they were passing the torch, but it sure felt like to me, hey, guys, I know that Steph's the sun and everything revolves around him, but we got to start implementing some stuff specifically designed for Jonathan Kuminga if we want this thing to go somewhere this year. What was your read on everything that happened last night with Kuminga?
Joe, they were beaming at that last bucket at the end of the game. I'm sitting there watching going, oh, okay, Steph and Draymond arm in arm are going underneath the basket to pick him up. I mean, guys, all I kept thinking was, what are those two dudes going to do when they are homecoming parents and they're taking the pictures before the dance? Like, that's the first thought that went through my mind because they were so happy, but specifically.
Hold on, Nick. What makes you think of that? You're not even a parent yet.
Can you imagine Steph and Draymond when their kids are getting ready for whatever dance is coming in the future? They're going to be the two guys with the cameras taking videos of every single thing there is because they were so proud. But on a side note, back to Kuminga. Kuminga can be the guy that the Warriors want him to be. And, Joe, the problem always, and this dates back from the beginning, is the consistency. I mean, there's a reason that Steph and Draymond were so happy and celebrating at the end last night. It's because of exactly what you just described. It wasn't just, all right, he had all these points and he was awesome. It was that he was doing all the things that make everybody else around him better. He just has to be able to fit in the same way when Steph and Draymond are on the floor. But when you see that type of performance and you see the progression that he can continue to make, I think it's all right there for him. They just need him to do that over and over and over again, and that has been the problem all along.
Where are you at in the belief system with the Golden State Warriors, Nick? There's been their win total over-under before the season was 43.5. They get off to the great start. They're 12-3. Then they go 4-6 in their last 10 before last night, and obviously the five-game losing streak. What is the potential of this basketball team if they don't make a move?
If they stay the way they are right now, B, I think they're a team that is going to get into the playoffs. It's going to give everybody a headache and strike fear in their heart, maybe win a series. I just don't believe.
You think they could win a playoff series? I'm shocked. I wasn't expecting that.
It's Steph. I mean, nobody wants to see Steph. But we've been having this conversation for years and years. Obviously, like everybody else, I'd be concerned with the knee issues that are starting to pop up because that doesn't really get better over time. But this is the whole problem. And B, this is the conversation and the context that the Warriors have had to face since they won that last title, which is, are they a really solid team? Can they be really good potentially if everybody stays healthy and Draymond is locked in? And he seems to be, although he's dealing with injury problems of his own right now. Sure, but I don't think that they're good enough to go back all the way up to the top, and that is why you make a move. I mean, that's why you find that next piece, whomever it may be. But I like what I've seen. I went to that game the other night in Denver. It looks like they're starting to kind of come together a little bit more, even though they've gone through this losing streak the last week or so. But it's all in the eye of the beholder. The Warriors are a good team. I think they could do maybe some damage in the postseason. It's just that they're not the type of title contender that we're so used to them being through the years.
All right, you covered this team for quite some time. You have been in a variety of Zooms, conference rooms, podiums, daises with Steve Kerr. I have never seen him go at a young player the way he did with Brandon Pajemski. What was your read as someone who's been around Steve for a long time? How did you view that?
Joe, what was crazy is on top of what we saw post-game, I can't remember Kerr in the middle of a game going at a player the way he did at Pajemski. In real time, I'm sitting there, I'm watching him, he's on the sideline, and he is lighting into him. I mean, he is lighting into him. And they explained later it was because Pajemski keeps fouling and he's not doing what they want him to do. But that, aside from the Draymond antics that have popped up at various points through the years, I have never seen Kerr in the moment go at a player like that. And then on top of that, what we saw in the post-game press conference, I think what we saw was a coach who was so frustrated because he knows the young player can do even more. And I heard my boy Slater, and he was saying that part of the issue for the Warriors is they want Pajemski to get a little bit more out of what he's doing night to night. But I think the key, Joe, is they know he can take it. And there is no way that Steve Kerr would have been that demonstrative out there in the middle of the game, said what he said post game, if that's not the case. And that, I think, is crucial in all this, because everybody can focus on the words after, and they can see what I and anybody else watching that game saw in Denver. But then when you counterbalance that against, all right, well, Kerr is trying to make his point, and he believes that this specific player can handle the criticism that's coming his way, I think that's important as far as measuring what may happen next.
No, I'm with you, Nick. I had the same exact thought there as we're talking to Cousin Nick. Nick Friedell here on the River Islands guest line. How about Andrew Wiggins? Andrew Wiggins.
Your
so
boy.
Far, so solid.
Your boy.
So far, yeah. David Fizdale. Have you run into David Fizdale recently? Hopefully you haven't, Cousin Nick.
No, I have not seen Fizdale. I actually had a nice couple moments with Wiggins. I was in New Orleans a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. You've been making a rounds. How are you making all this? Must be paying you well.
I'm seeing the one team that I still am kind of locked in on all the time because they are, as we know, so damn relevant, not only in the Bay, but all across the league. But
man, those bonus checks are hitting, Shasky. Damn.
You mean bonus flights to bourbon?
There you go. But I truly be like, Wiggins has been so good.
Yep.
And they have needed every bit of it because we know with Steph and Draymond at this stage, they have got to get that type of consistency from Wiggins. And if he is playing like this again, 3, 4, 5 months from now, well, then, okay, the possibilities open up a little bit more. But this is where, I have to be the first in line. You always remember not only can Wiggins do it now, and he's shown it, Wiggins, as you guys know better than anyone, was the second best player on the bonus title team. I mean, he was the guy. And when you get to that point, I know that there were some ups and downs. He was dealing with so much stuff behind the scenes last year. But when you're playing like this, and you have the muscle memory of, hey, I can be that guy in the postseason, I think it's a sign that really good things will continue to come his way.
Nick, I don't know if you know this, but since you left us, you know, the roast has been hanging on. And we're here. We're still here. Bonte's killing it on TV.
I won't ever
FaceTime me on TV. It drives me nuts. But
no, I do. He just doesn't remember. And his name shows up on the Pulse Game show every single night. Pre-air
it's
post,
not enough.
Actually.
I need my face.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, point being is, you know, we're having a party. All right, December 20th. We're having a party. I want you to fly out. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot of things going. We're having a huge party for the show. It's an end of the year blowout. It's called the Doobies. Okay, it's a party with an award ceremony kind of baked into it. All right, because you know we roast each other. We roast people. We have callers now that you've never heard. Tony is one of Bonte's favorite callers. We have to meet this woman. Here's a snippet of one of the calls of the year from Tony. Listen to it. This is our audience.
Tony in Oakland.
Shanahan is a lamb that will never become a lion. Can you imagine having Shanahan in your head? He ruins your zone. Now, if they want to get rid of that person because we're never going to win with him, this dude will never do it. He doesn't have the balls.
That is Tony in Oakland talking about Kyle Shanahan. Those are the kind of calls that we've been getting that we're going to have up for awards and we're going to give out awards. Nick, you got to be there. We have mispronunciations of the year.
Yeah.
You know, when Bonte and I mispronunciate stuff,
every single day.
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Aldi Ruschman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
And me saying yes.
Yeah. Hey, whoa, don't just throw me under the bus.
What?
Here's one for Shasky, too.
If you think about it, Ayuk and Debo, mm-hmm. Juwan Jennings on third down, George Kittle, you got Ute Juice, mm-hmm. you got CMC.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, look, I would do anything to go out there, but I'm already taking my mom over to Europe right before Christmas.
Nick, did you spend some time in Europe this past summer?
About four times already, V.
Oh, my God. This guy's living a life.
I need ESPN to let me know.
Number four.
Hey, Matt Nahegan, if you want to ask me now, I'll be in Greece next month.
Wow.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, there you go. But you know what? You know what thought popped in my head as you're describing the Doobies and all the callers?
Yeah.
When all of us, the three of us, and I think Lucas was with us, we go to that Niners preseason game right before I left, and we're walking up the steps. Levi's, and you and I are talking, and we hear this voice go, "Is that crazy ass Joe Shasky?" I was like, "Wait a minute, what?" And it was Robin. Robin, one of the most loyal listeners I've ever heard in my life. Shout out to Robin. But she starts talking to us, and you and I are looking at each other like, I can't believe this is real. So the callers and the listeners, we know, make up the heart and soul of any great station, but that moment is etched in my brain. Is that crazy-ass Joe Shasky?
Crazy-ass Joe Shasky.
There we were.
Hey, Nick,
I
do you remember?
You so much.
Hey, Nick,
God,
too.
I
just tripped. Now that I think about it, Nick Friedell, you was at that speakeasy in Toronto when the girl lifted down pink bottle. I thought I was in a James Bond movie. I was like, what the hell? I love Toronto.
It'll always have a special place in our hearts.
Hey, cousin Nick.
Shout out the overnight dancers.
What is going on here?
Well, I wanted to do the Doobie Awards at a strip club. Don't tell my television executives that.
My mom was not happy with that.
Yeah, she was not. I think it was more his wife saying, were you guys really thinking about doing the awards at a strip club?
She said not bringing the baby to a strip club.
Okay.
And
well,
I agree
just thought
her
it was
that.
Appropriate. But people are still trying to bring dancers down to the show, Nick. Real quick, your Bears. We got to speak about your Bears. You're probably happy with the quarterback, probably happy with the defense, but the coaching malpractice on Thanksgiving night. Right, do you have any confidence? We had Marshall Harris on earlier from 6-7 to score. He has no confidence that the Bears will make the right move when it comes to hiring a new head coach. Do you have confidence in the Bears regime in the future? The Bears are protecting Caleb Williams and hiring the right guy to help Caleb Williams flourish.
Hell no. I mean, you already know the answer to that question.
It's
a nice way to bookend the start of our conversation and the end of it, because bad teams stay bad for a reason. The Warriors have hired the right people through time. They built the right way around Steph, around Clay, around Draymond. But everybody from top to bottom has to do their job, and they all have to revolve Joe around the sun, like you said, because that's what Steph will always be for that team. The Bears are a joke. I mean, they are an embarrassment, and they have been for years. So to think that all of a sudden, just because you get rid of Eberflus, who seemingly everybody wanted to get rid of before the year, this wasn't like a new thing. It wasn't like, oh, well, he screwed up on Thanksgiving, and they gave up the Hail Mary in Washington. Oh, it's time. No. The Bears, guys, they should have hired Harbaugh. That is where it all goes back to. They should have dumped Eberflus. They should have hired Harbaugh, and they should have said, all right, we got Caleb Williams. We're going to build the way you want. We know you have the proven track record, and they didn't want to do it. So Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, all those guys, they have not generated any kind of confidence that anything will be different. And George McCaskey, the owner and that group, they've been so bad for so long that when I go back to that city and I'm still talking to my friends there all the time, it is just like, what the hell is going on? But the reality is, what the hell is going on is the same as it ever was. So there's no reason to believe, not just Sunday, but moving forward, that they're going to find any kind of rhythm. And that's why I told you guys this for years. When you go and look at what the Warriors have done, for as much frustration as there may be in the times of losing streaks, or they're not finding their way, look at the totality. They hired the right people. They found Steph, and they trusted that he would continue to be the guy he was as a leader on top of what he did on the floor. And when you do that and you have the bankroll from ownership and the trust, anything is possible.
Nick, you know, I'm thinking, like, while you're talking about renaming the show, not the Morning Roast.
Hold on.
It's going to be the Morning Trampoline, because Kate trampolined herself right on out of here to a play-by-play gig on television. She's on Madden video games, and Nick Friedell trampolined his way on out of here and has literally had 4 trips to Europe in the last calendar year. I am so jealous.
Well,
Bonte's got to be jealous.
Oh, I'm super jealous. But it doesn't upset me. It bothers me.
I'd rather be the White Sox drop for him. During the middle of summer, I said the Giants are in a bad spot.
It was late summer. It was about August.
And Bonte said this, and he meant it.
I would rather be the White Sox
than the Giants.
At least I know we suck. Instead of being 81-81, having false hope about, well, if this went right, we could have been division champions. I want to either suck or be really good. And the White Sox sucked at the highest level. So I'd rather be them. Think about all the stories out there in Chicago about a terrible team. When you're 500, you're like, well, if this went right or if that went right, forget that. If you're going to suck, Nick.
B, as far as what we do, hell yeah, I'm
with you. Thank you.
Hell yeah, I'm with you. We used to call it basketball hell when I was still in Chicago covering the Bulls, because they were just the middle of the road team that was going to never get where everybody wanted. But, and I think this is important, again, in the context, the White Sox and the Bulls, owned by the Reinsdorf, and they have mismanaged that team for several decades since Michael and Scotty and all those guys left. When you have teams that are run well at the top, more than not, they're going to find a way to win on the field, on the floor. When you have teams that aren't and that don't spend the money the same way, well, you get what you get.
Wow. Well, that bonus championship the Warriors did win had me in Europe for the European extravaganza.
Do me a favor. Days. Nick, do me a favor. Say thank you to your mother. I read my little guy that book. You got him. And no, it means a lot. My wife says hello. We miss you. Next time you're in town, we all got to hang out. I wanted you there for the Doobies, but obviously Europe is it calling you.
Trust me, Nick. He loves you more than me.
I do.
Well, I'm nicer to him than you are.
Thank you.
Oh, Nick, oh, stop it. Do you understand why he drives? I have to spend 20 hours with him. True. He drives me crazy. True. It's a day-to-day operation.
He drives everybody crazy, but that's part of the charm.
Exactly.
No, it's not. Well, 2 days ago, we're ready to train Kuminga. No, I said, you got to empower this guy and play him 35 minutes a night.
That's what we do.
I deal with this every single day.
From the author of Kirk Cousins is on the table in the middle of a playoff game.
Well, no, it was. It was true. Kirk Cousins was on the table if Jimmy continued to play. We know Shanahan loves him, so Kirk Cousins. What? And he still might be on the table next season with the way he's playing in Atlanta. Good Lord.
We miss you.
We miss you a lot.
I miss you too. Guys, it was great. It always is. And whenever I get back out there, we're going to get together.
Hold on. Before you move on, because I am jealous, where are you going in Europe?
We're going to Munich and Prague and Vienna.
Oh, oh my gosh. This guy, man.
Go get the sausages.
No,
Christmas markets. Whatever the hell they serve the Christmas markets, that's where I am.
Hashtag pause. No Italy in your life.
The Vienna sausages are a thing.
Come on, B. Italy was for 2.5 weeks, like 3 months ago.
Wow. He just dropped it on your face, bro.
Did you, Amalfi Coast? Was Amalfi Coast part of that? Lake Como? Amalfi Coast? Positano?
Oh, yeah. All that stuff. I mean, It's been a fun ride, but I am ready to get back to work.
I'll take out my anger on Shasky, since you said so.
We got about 9 minutes.
Guys. Right,
see
Nick.
You, buddy.
Fill that trophy case out for us, man. Will you?
I love you.
I love you, Nick. That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. We love Nick, man. He's always got a smile on his face.